You know, sometimes you need to be lonely so you can learn how to be by yourself. Alone time is necessary for where you are going, wherever that may be. If you have this sense of God telling you to leave a person alone, leave a job alone, leave this idea alone, trust me, it is for your good. Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. Going after the things that you love.
Okay. Alright. Just making sure. Making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, and we are back with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. But you already knew that. Like, you already knew. So, yeah, we're back. This may come as a sudden shift or a shock or a surprise to somebody, but I'm just here to let you know that season two of the Living in Pursuit podcast is coming to an end. Like, this is our last episode of season two. Like, I don't want to hear it. No, don't DM me. Don't send me a letter. Don't mail me. Okay, don't send me a pigeon. Don't send me an owl. Like, accept that this is happening. Accept that this is for everyone's good. Okay, which goes along with the title of this podcast episode. But anyway, yeah, this is the end. This is the finale of season two. And it's because we are restructuring. There's a lot going on right now, and God is literally, like, I'm shifting, okay? Let me just say that. I am shifting. Something is occurring on the inside of me, and it's leaping, and I have to give birth to it. So we're going to be making a few changes. I'm going to be adding a lot more topics to the podcast. We're going to be talking about love. We're going to be talking about relationships, finally. Oh my God. We're going to talk about mental health. We're going to talk about health, finances, friendships, black culture, personal development, and just overall the journey. I feel like season one and season two for me have been seasons of development and growth in my spirituality. Now I'm experiencing development and growth as an entrepreneur, as of course, like, spiritually, as a woman of God, but also like as a mom, as a business owner, as a creative, as a journalist, as a media personality. Like, there are a lot of different facets to who I am as a person, as a creative. So, you know, we're making some changes. Like, you either gonna stick with it or not. Like, what you gonna do? If you look, this morning I was on Instagram and I saw Diddy make a post, and he said, look, I need to know right now, if you fool with me, you fool with me, if you don't, you don't. And you know what, I'm on that same energy, Diddy. Like, what's good, what's up? No, but like, seriously, we're gonna make a few changes, but still gonna be the same as far as us talking about God. Like, duh, like, God is with me throughout this whole journey. He has been with me throughout this whole journey, but it's just getting kind of things are just different now. Things are being released to me to say. God is shifting me into different spaces and places. New opportunities are coming. So it's like, look, we got to talk about that. And most of those conversations will include other parts of our brain, like other logical, everyday topics things that we are currently going through and experiencing. So yeah, first of all, make sure you all leave a rating. Like, it's been a while since I seen a rating. Okay, leave a review. Okay. Let me stop playing with y'all. No, but for real, let people know what is going on over here at the Living in Pursuit podcast. It's so crazy, y'all. I had got a DM message from someone who bought the affirmation guide. They had purchased it and downloaded it and started using it. And she literally sent me a DM on my Instagram page, my personal, the Drea K Instagram account. And she was saying, like, all of these wonderful heartfelt things, and the part that got to me was she mentioned how I have been a big part in her life, or in her spiritual journey with God, just listening to me speak about my experiences and my journey on this podcast every single week. It has helped her find, you know, her own relationship with God. It's helped her spiritually, it's helped her mentally. And y'all, that's the only reason why I'm on this podcast. Like, it's not to gain any, you know, recognition. It's not to, you know, become famous or popular or whatever, like money. It's not even about that. That is the core. That is the value. And if we gotta switch things up a little bit to reach more people, that's fine. Like, I'm willing to do that. Why do we feel like we can only save Christians? Christians are supposed to be saved already, right? But yeah, I just feel like God is calling me into different spheres of influence. And that message that I received from her, shout out to you, girl, it really just like opened my eyes to like the bigger picture, what God is really doing. And yeah, so I'm excited. I know y'all excited. So go ahead and leave a review, leave a rating. Make sure you share your favorite episode, whatever episode you feel like you have connected with the most. Share it. Share it on your Instagram. Share it on your Facebook. Like, if we are going to be supportive, and if we are going to spread God's word and be vessels, then we need to support each other. And it's important for us to recognize the beauty in numbers. So the more of us sharing God's word, the more of us doing kingdom business, the more of us planting seeds in one another, like, that's all God wants in the end anyway. Like, forget my goals, forget Susie and them goals. Like, that's the number one goal that God wants us to have. So let's do it. What is up, y'all? It is your girl Drea K, and I am here with a brief message. As you all know, I am an entrepreneur and business owner, and I'm doing something new for you guys this week only. If you want some entrepreneurship advice, if you want to just pray, if you have something on your heart, if you want to ask questions or give me feedback on the podcast or anything that you can think of, this week only, I will be scheduling free 20-minute calls. Did you hear what I said? Free, girl. We can talk about whatever it is that you want for 20 minutes. All you have to do is purchase your copy of the Living in Pursuit Affirmation Guide. This guide is packed with devotionals, prayers, scriptures, and everything that you will need in your journaling time. Look, I know y'all got questions, and I know y'all want some answers. So schedule your free 20-minute call today. Text the word GUIDE to 855-957-4230. Again, text the word GUIDE, that's G-U-I-D-E, in case y'all ain't know how to spell, to the number 855-957-4230. I look forward to speaking with you. Bye. So today's topic is really centered around different things in your life that are working together for you. I think that a lot of times we want to control situations, and we want to be in control and have some type of control in our lives, I don't know, to make us feel empowered, to make us feel like we have things under control, to make us feel like, you know, we have a sense of clarity and peace towards a situation. But this topic has really come about understanding that my need for control has been coming from a place of uncertainty. If I can control this situation and try to squeeze as much as I can from this person, from this job, from this opportunity, even from myself, then I feel like I've done myself justice. I feel like I'm in control. I feel like I can start planning now that I have done all of this controlling to get a certain outcome. But the more that we do that and the more that we continue to operate like that, for one, yes, we don't allow God into our situations. We don't allow him to do what he do. But at the same time, we stress ourselves out. Like, y'all, my hair falling out. Where's my hair going? And so much time is wasted. Do you know how much time we waste in relationships? Do you know how much time we waste at jobs? Do you know how much time we waste on an idea? Do you know how much time we waste trying to figure something out and trying to see what the end result is going to be? We literally spend so much of our lives chasing an outcome that we come up with, a plan, trying to execute a plan that we've come up with, that we end up wasting our time, money, and efforts. We end up wasting memories with people. We end up wasting ideas at businesses. We end up wasting all of this time. But spiritually, you can look at this and be like, once you get to the point where you're like, man, God really don't want me here. God really does not want me operating like this. Dang, God really showed me the difference between doing it my way and doing it his way, and allowing me to see that his results are better than my own. We can finally come to the conclusion and get to this point of surrender and really just seeing that, dang, this worked out for my good. Yeah, I spent a lot of wasted time trying to get this person to become the person that I expect them to be. I wasted so much of my time and my efforts, and it ended up not going as planned. But it did work out for me because I'm stronger now. I'm wiser now. I'm better now. I have a sense of peace now. I have clarity now. I have direction now. Instead of trying to control the results, we just need to be experiencing results. We just need to experience the result. We need to experience God's plan and stop trying to deviate. And like, y'all, look, let me tell y'all something. Look, I was being disobedient. Okay, God told me not to do something. I ended up doing it. And now I see that he allowed my disobedience to teach me a lesson. He allowed my disobedience to teach me why his plan is better than mine. And although he allowed it, it was still for my good. I still got something positive from this. I still learned the necessary things that I learned from this job. I still gain the necessary perspective that I needed towards the future, towards where I'm going, towards where I'm headed, towards where God is redirecting me. And really, God don't be redirecting us. We be going in the wrong direction and he be having to get us back to where he was directing us to. Yeah, it ain't just me, it's you too. But I'm also finding that the resistance that we feel when we don't want to accept God's plan, it just literally causes us to waste more time, and it causes us to waste more effort, and we stay in this place of, I have to see what this is going to be, I have to see what this is going to mean, I have to see the end of this thing. And God is saying, I see the end of this thing. You can't you gonna waste time trying to see something that you ain't gonna be able to see right now? You just gonna have to let things be what they're gonna be. You have to let your nay be your nay and your yay be your yay. And you just gonna have to let bygones be bygones, okay? And whatever situation that is for you, whatever that is for you, I know in previous episodes we were talking about letting things go and God allowing us to see the difference between pursuing this and pursuing that. But it's also the idea of not needing to control a situation, not needing to see an outcome, not needing to control a situation or try to manipulate a situation to get an outcome. We initially try to rush time. We try to rush into things and we try to rush the outcome and we try to rush the process. And God is like, this thing that you think you want right now, it's not going to happen right now. It's not going to happen right now. But you can keep going around this circle if you want to. You can keep going around this cycle if you want to. You're just going to waste more time. And I'm going to have to teach you an even harder lesson. Like, the lessons are going to get more and more difficult for you to handle. So, you know, you either let it go or keep operating like this. And for me, I just feel like my resistance has always been rooted and stemmed from a place of fear. And that's initially what this is. Fear of the unknown, fear of not knowing what happens. So we just stick to our plan instead of accepting God's plan. The fear of being lonely again, the fear of having to trust God with our finances, the fear of not knowing where our next check is going to come from, the fear of not knowing when the next opportunity is going to come from. All of that resistance is nothing but fear. And the more we allow fear to wreak havoc into our minds, our hearts, and our souls, we're going to stay and stick to our plan. And we're not going to leave any room for God to do what he needs to do. And when you can identify that your resistance is rooted in fear, you can now start operating in faith. You can say, oh, well, yeah, I've seen how this situation played out while I was operating in fear and uncertainty. But I'm going to try this faith thing. I'm going to just start faithing it. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the end is going to be. I don't know what God's plan is. I don't know what the outcome is going to be. But I'm finding peace in that. I'm finding, as a control freak, I'm finding peace in not having to manipulate a situation to go the way I want it to go. I have peace in knowing that I don't have to keep living like this just to see what the outcome is going to be. I don't have to keep this person in my life. I don't have to keep doing this or keep this job just to pay my bills. I don't have to experience these things anymore. I don't have to live like this anymore, because now my faith is increased and now I just don't even care what happens. Like, God, like, whatever you're going to do, you're going to do. Whatever it is, it is. If you think that me being alone in this season, if you think that me being single in this season, if you think that me being without a 9-to-5, if you think me being without this or that is better for me, then I have to accept that. I can't argue with you, God. I can't argue with you, because my plan doesn't compare to your plan. I don't know. I don't know the future. I don't know the end. I don't know this person's intention. I don't know this job's intention for me. I don't have the answers. So what I'm going to do now is stop stressing myself out, and I'm just going to faith it. We don't know what's on the other side of the door, but how are we going to know if we don't walk through it? We too busy in the hallway. So girl, just walk through the door. Just look. And that door be ways out of the situation. We think that we need to operate in this space or in this place so bad to get to the outcome, to see the end result of our plan, that we don't realize that it is causing more damage than good to us. But as soon as we walk through that door, we can experience God's outcome, God's plan, what he had in mind. And to be honest with y'all, like, that's my type of energy. Like, God, what you got for me? Like, I'm done trying to figure it out. I'm done trying to execute my own plan. I'm done. So moving forward, take what you've learned and use it. Know that everything that happened, every experience that you had, every feeling that you felt, the necessary outcome that you're experiencing right now from being obedient to what God is telling you to do, understand that it all is going to work out for your good. Understand that it's working out for your good. All things are working together for your good. Understand that. And if y'all don't know where that scripture is from, that's Romans 8:28. Okay. But everything is working out for your good. Like, don't stress it anymore. Some of y'all may be entering into a single season. Like, being alone, like, there are so many benefits to being alone. Like, you get to know yourself. Really know yourself. You get to learn who you are. You get to operate differently for the future. You don't have to stay the same person. Like, you are literally on the road to recovery and restoration. There are some things that you have to recover from. There's some things that have to be restored, and the people that you try to take with you along this ride, along this journey, restoration can't come through them. Sometimes you have to be by yourself to experience this awakening, this restoration. Like, it's going to work out for your good. Take this time to learn yourself, the new you. Take this time to reevaluate your standards. Evaluate your why. Why do I do this? Why do I like doing this? What do I want to do for the rest of my life? Some of y'all can be experiencing a job ending. Like, take this time of seclusion. Take this time to really dive in the word and ask God, what do you have for me? What's next? What detour do we need to take? Like, what am I passionate about? What do you want me to pursue? These are things that you can finally ask yourself now that you're not distracted anymore. And like I said, all of these things are going to work out for your good. So I'm praying for y'all. I hope that season 2 was very encouraging to you all. Like, season 3 about to be up. Like, I'm not even, look, I'm not going to front or stunt. Like, it's about to be up, okay? But yeah, I love y'all. Stay strong. You got this, girl. Stop letting them people distract you. Let them go. Let that job go. Okay. Whatever God is telling you to let it go. Drop it on the floor. Walk over it. Leave it alone. Move on. Okay. It's going to be for your good in the end. I love y'all. And I'm going to see y'all. And I'm going to talk to y'all in season 3. Okay. Bye.